is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. You are about to hear from Jennifer Knox and Tyler Harms, ending the year of Iowa Bird of Mouth with the Great Blue Heron.
We've got the final bird in our year-long poetry celebration of Iowa Bird of Mouth, presented by Jennifer Knox, curator of the Outsourced Poetry Project. She teaches at Iowa State University. And we have Tyler Harms, director of Iowa Young Birders. Thanks for coming in today, Jennifer and Tyler.
Well, thanks for having us.
What is the spotlight bird in August? This is the last bird.
This is the last bird. It's the great blue heron.
The great blue heron. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that great blue heron.
Well, it's a pretty common bird, which is a good thing, because they weren't always common. They were actually one bird, well, like many other birds that were persecuted historically, primarily for their plumes. If you can remember the days of the big, pretty hats with all of the feathers, great blue herons
the
were.
The great blue heron were one of the most desirable feathers to have in your hat.
Indeed, yes. Oh. And so they're actually a really interesting conservation success story now that they are so common. They're one of my favorite birds. I mean, they're big, they're tall.
How big are they?
Oh, gosh, they're, you know, 3 or 4 feet tall at least.
Really?
If they stand with their neck outstretched and they're
Do they
stand
get aggressive
nice and
in defending their territory?
They can, yeah. But they're not as territorial as some other birds. They nest in colonies, and so they'll nest in groups of upwards of 100 birds.
Is that right?
And so they don't keep an area to themselves quite like some of the other birds.
Like where a are red they to be? Blackbird.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Where are they to be found in Iowa?
You can find them almost anywhere there's water. They're quite general in terms of their habitat requirements. They can be found near wetlands. They can be found on the banks of rivers, on the shores of lakes. They fish. That's how they forage. So they can be found anywhere. And they're actually a widespread bird, not just in Iowa, but elsewhere.
I am glad to hear that. I imagined they were an endangered species. What's their wingspan? It must be huge.
Oh, it's quite large. Yeah, it's probably 2 or 3 feet, I would say.
Right, and Jennifer, this is the last bird?
This is the last bird.
You might refresh us on this project. It's been going on all year.
It's been going on for 12 months. This is our 12th month. Iowa Bird of Mouth is a crowdsourced online poetry project, and anyone can contribute up to 300 words a day, no matter where you live or if you've published anything or how old you are. We've had Brownie Troops submit, and we've also had Guggenheim Fellows submit to the poem. So there's a wide range of contributors, and we've had over 750 people add their words to these
during
poems.
The course of the year.
Over the course of the year.
Now, how many will respond each month when you have a new bird?
It depends. We had a lot of people at the beginning, of course, because it was straight out of the gate. I think probably the least amount of submissions was the ring-necked pheasant.
Huh.
And that was, I can see why, because it's a game bird.
Yeah.
It's a bird that's kept, that we keep it alive, we keep it around to hunt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
interesting.
That's very
I'll
sad.
Keep that in mind for next
well, that
time.
Well, that says something. You don't write poetry about a bird you're going to kill. Is that right?
Most of the poems in that month were written about the people who kill birds.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not by people who kill birds, but about what kind of a person would kill such a beautiful bird.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, this is the end of the project. It was funded for a 12-month period.
It was by the Iowa Arts Council.
And everyone who looks back on this says what? Success.
I'm absolutely blown away by the success of the project, knowing that probably by the end of this month, we'll have had about 800 people,
mm-hmm.
Whether they submitted individually or they submitted something in a group. I've worked with many elementary school classrooms and groups of kids, and they just shout things out, and I type it in.
So it spans all age groups, all mm-hmm. competencies.
Yes.
All educational levels.
Absolutely.
It's a universal program, mm-hmm. and maybe it'll be repeated sometime.
Well, I'm trying to figure out now how to use all this text we have. And one of the ideas that I came up with is a series of choir pieces based on the text, because the text is open sourced and can be used free for any creative project.
Wow.
So 12 pieces for perhaps a children's choir.
Oh, yeah.
Using the text that we already have.
Well, who knows what, if you thought really expansively. Now I see you brought some text with you.
I did. I brought two verses. The heron's on a great start out of the gate. It is a favorite bird for so many people.
So this is actually verse for the current
this comes
bird,
right,
the blue heron.
Right out of the poem.
Well, we're just going to let you be Robert Frost.
And, well, thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
No pressure.
Right? You can equal Robert
mm-hmm.
Frost.
Let's see if I can
Jennifer
pull it off.
Doing Robert Frost. Go ahead.
Okay. And many people, when they submit their verses, they have titles with them. And the title for this one is Bike Ride with a Heron. I was on I-80 in Wyoda, Iowa. I thought I ought to stop in Wyoda and stretch my legs with a ride on my bike. So I went for a ride right beside Turkey Creek, but no turkeys as I stretched my legs with a ride on my bike. But then there beside me, right along biting me, was a great blue heron, flying down, turkey on, as I stretched my legs with a ride on my bike. We went the same pace, neither losing face by slowing or gaining, but both retaining as I stretched my legs with a ride on my bike. It was synchronicity. It was serendipity. It was fluid and grace, time and space, as I stretched my legs with a ride on my bike. I'll never forget I was an egret when I was here on Wyoda's blue heron as I stretched my legs with a ride on my bike. Somebody really liked rhyming with that one. Am I pronouncing that right? Wyoda?
I think so. We'll get calls if you're not. But,
good. Okay.
You know,
good.
I just thought sort of Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? See that flavor there? Mm-hmm. The repetition of these words and rhymes?
It's interesting what the different birds have inspired people to do in the poems. Some inspire more rhymes than others. I remember the owl, the eastern screech owl, there was a lot of rhyming with
is that right?
Mm-hmm. And much more than the other birds. This is another one. I think this is
going to be the blue heron, too, right?
This is a blue heron, too.
Wow.
Liminality. Caught the train in Croton on Hudson, always by the stretch of my long legs in those days before life shattered, a split second before the doors slid shut. On a good day, a window seat, headphones on, New Yorker open, knitting in hands. As soon as we moved, I kept my eyes on the river's edge as I stared at the space where a lover had been. Great blue heron, like a gorgeous umbrella, alone. Feet in the earth, legs stroked by water, wings ready for air. A good day, I thought, even before I needed lucky omens to survive the collapse.
Wow. People are so introspective.
They are.
And all you've got to do is cue them with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have a recording of the blue heron, Rebecca? Now, and Marin is here as an intern.
This is some singing
voice
on this one.
This is a blue heron. If we hear this call, I guess, that's a blue heron.
I would never think this was a bird if I heard it in the dark.
It's an interesting sound.
Yeah.
The sound is not quite as elegant as what you might expect from such an elegant-looking
mm-hmm.
bird.
Yeah.
It's
opposite.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you for playing that, Rebecca. Now, this project was fantastic. Bird of Mouth, funded throughout this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, this is terrific, Jennifer Knox, and then Tyler Harms here also today talking about the blue heron. And Jennifer read some fantastic poetry inspired online by this wonderful project. And I just really hope that you could take all this text, and it does suggest music, doesn't
music.
It?
Music.
Yeah.
Or perhaps visual art.
Yeah, visual or music. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get back to you and see how that all turned out.
I hope to have some results within the next year.
We're going to keep in touch with Jennifer. And Tyler, how you're a birder, right?
I am.
You know all the species and what
He's
they
the brains.
Do.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I do enjoy birds.
Well, I tell you what. You're two of our more fascinating guests, and I got to find out how this turns out. It'll probably end up as an oratorio on the scale of the Messiah, you know.
Oh boy! Again, no pressure. I hope everyone submits. The poem is open. The Great Blue Heron poem is open until the 31st of August, and I hope everyone listening
gets your poem in
one word or 300
on the Blue Heron. Get it in before August 31. Thank you, Tyler and Jennifer.
Thank you for supporting KHOIFM.org. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find archives of all past shows at archive.khoifm.org. See you again on the radio.